Dr. Olivero is dictating for April the 29th of 2024. The name of the patient is Mark Fafeita. F like in Foxtrot Alpha, F like in Foxtrot, E like in Echo, I like in India, T like in Tango, A like in Alpha. This is the clinical case of a 72-year-old white male that underwent kidney transplantation, living-related donor. And uh, 13 years ago, the patient has a tacrolimus level that is 5.6, which is within therapeutic range, and he has a BK virus in blood that is negative. The underlying disease for the kidney transplant was number 2, neurogenic bladder. The patient has urinary tract infections on and off. He was recently treated by the kidney transplant nephrologist in Tampa with antibiotic therapy. Today he comes with a urine culture that is a positive for Enterobacter cloaca. The patient is asymptomatic. I am going to observe the patient rather than treating, because we know that with the neurogenic bladder we are going to have a colonization. Following number, benign prostatic hypertrophy. The patient doesn't have too much problems related to emptying the urinary bladder. However, he reports some leak at the end of the urination. He is followed by the urologist at the transplant program. Following number, the patient has a history of anemia that has been corrected. Following number, the patient has a kidney function that is excellent. The serum creatinine is 1.2, the BUN is 18, and the estimated GFR is 64. The protein creatinine ratio is 210 milligrams per gram of creatinine, which is normal. We are going to check albuminuria for the next appointment. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. Following number, the patient has the male erectile dysfunction that is still present. Following number, a history of hypomagnesemia that is no longer present. And following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. We're going to reevaluate the case in 4 months with laboratory workup.